or listen on Wednesdays. And if you forget, whatever, do whatever you want. But there's another show on Wednesdays afternoons. Anyway, I want to thank you all for listening this evening. I'm going to close out the show with Matthew Sweet off his latest Cat's Paw album, Blown Away. Have a good evening. This is WRCT Pittsburgh.
I can't seem to change my way. Seem to
WRCT Pittsburgh, the last bastion of pulchritude.
Volar. Culpa de tamarindo, culpa de Ricky Buena, la Yeah. las calles y del brazo yo te llevo, me vuelves loco. Cuando escucho el sonido de tu risa que me da tanta alegría, me vuelves loco. Porque al llegar a nuestro cuarto la de cosas tan hermosas que me empiezas a decir, me vuelves loco cuando me pides por favor que nuestra lámpara se apague, me vuelves loco. Cuando transmites el calor que hay en tus manos a las mías que te esperan, me vuelves loco. Y cuando siento que tus brazos aprisionan mis espaldas, desaparecen las palabras, solo se oyen mil suspiros, no sé evitarlo. Oh,
Hey, Pittsburgh, this is Eric Harrison coming to you with a heart full of gratitude on WRCT Pittsburgh. Rock on, Yinzers.
I'm probably okay to have one more drink before I drive home. I'm probably okay. I open the window to stay alert.
Probably okay. I just popped some gum in my mouth.
Step out of the car, please.
I probably made a mistake.
Probably okay isn't okay when it comes to drinking and driving. If you see a warning sign, stop and call a cab, a car, or a friend. Buzzed driving is drunk driving. A message brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Over the years, you've brought them into your home. You were prescribed opioids after the C-section and after Dad's back injury. They helped when you were in pain, and you held on to them just in case. But did you know holding on to unused opioids puts your family at risk? Trouble with opioids can start at home with unused medicines, such as pills, patches, and syrups. You can remove the risk and protect your family. Find out how at www.fda.gov/drugdisposal.
I taught for 20 years, until I started forgetting my lectures.
Eventually, he had to quit. Getting his early Alzheimer's diagnosis was hard, but it gave us time to take control of the situation, together.
I can't imagine going through this without him.
If you or your family are noticing changes, it could be Alzheimer's. Talk about seeing a doctor together. For more information, visit alz.org/time-to-talk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
You are listening to 88.3 FM, WRCT, Pittsburgh. My name is Paul. I am the Mockster. I am your host for at least the next hour. I can guarantee that. I'll let you know what's going to happen in this hour. Each year, right around this time, I do a thing called Gone But Not Forgotten. I do a tribute to musicians, artists, people connected to the music industry that we lost the previous year. And I pay tribute to them. I celebrate their lives. I celebrate their contributions to what you listen to, whether you knew it or not, by highlighting this. And I don't always go for the big headlines. I go for the drummer, the publicist, the model who might have been on the cover of an album. People can find that way to help you out. And understand, you know what? These are people we need to be celebrating as well because their contributions were equally as important, at least in my opinion. For example, first up, I'm going to celebrate the life of Steve Brown. And you're like, Steve Brown, Mockster, I don't know. Steve Brown was a producer. Actually, he started off as like a drum tech roadie. And I think it was for Elton John. He bumped into Elton John in a gas station. Yeah, back in the 70s. And then he went into the studio. Went into the studio with a schoolmate of his named Steve Lillywhite. Steve Lillywhite, you might know, did a lot of production and produced a lot of that U2 stuff that we know, especially from the 1980s. So then Steve Brown got his hand in the production side of things. He's actually known for producing the very first Wham album. He did produce that, but he's also known as the man who gave the Cult their sound. And he was their producer as well. We lost Steve last year. So let's celebrate his life. With something by the Cult. It's Gone But Not Forgotten here on Viva La Mock.
pity. You're too young and not too well hung, but tonight I'm gonna rock you. You tonight I'm gonna rock you. Tonight, oh yeah. We'll be right back.
in Memphis before I realized. Well, I rang the information. My ex is cold. They said she rides a train to REO.
Mott the Hoople wrapping up that set of music all the way from Memphis here on the Viva La Mock radio program. Now, keep in mind, I'm doing a segment for this entire hour called Gone But Not Forgotten. And I'm highlighting artists and performers and musicians and people just within the music industry who gave something. They gave us their art, their talent. And I'm giving back by paying tribute to those people. Yeah, Ian Hunter, 82 years old, still alive. But I had to play some Mott the Hoople because Mick Bolton, the drummer for Mott the Hoople, passed actually on New Year's Day back in 2021 at the age of 72. He later went on, and I think it was around 1984, he joined Dexy's Midnight Runners on drums. And then before the Mott the Hoople, yeah, we lost Sylvain of the New York Dolls. So I played a song that he co-wrote from their first album, Trash. He passed on January 13th. But at the same time, it allows me to say, you know what? I can also celebrate the work of Peter Mikowski. Yeah, he was 65 when he passed on November 3rd. And he was a classic rock writer, a music writer. He was one of the first to actually take hard rock and heavy metal really seriously. In fact, as a teenager, he got hired in by Sounds Magazine. And he did this Deep Purple review from their Made in Japan album. No one wanted to touch it, and he did it. And Richie Blackmore called him up and was like, do you want to go to Europe with us? Yeah. Peter Mikowski later actually became a press officer for like Black Sabbath and Motorhead and the New York Dolls. So, see, I wanted to tell you, I just played some New York Dolls. Tell you about Peter as well. Spinal Tap in there. Tonight, I'm going to rock you tonight. Ian Faith, their manager, passed away back in March 4th, suffering from Lou Gehrig's disease. Real name, Tony Hendra. But I played you some Spinal Tap in tribute of that iconic band. And then the Cult start off the entire set, as I mentioned, Steve Brown, who produced The Cult, passed away on January 2nd. But also, I mentioned he also produced the debut album from Wham. And I should take the opportunity to say that Dion Estes, the bass player for Wham, passed away in October. So I can kind of reveal that. Didn't have to play some Wham. Not that I wouldn't have. I just don't have enough time. That's the challenge. Yes, I've had to thin this out for you. And I'll let you know, my background music, until I change it, is Pittsburgh's own Dr. Lonnie Smith, who passed away back in September at the age of 79. He was the Wizard of the Hammond, and his daughter is a good friend of the Moxster and a fellow WRCT DJ. So play some Lonnie Smith as my background music throughout this duration of this entire program. I mentioned I'm not always going to, I'm trying to stay away from the bigger names because they got the headlines. We know about them. And just go maybe a little bit more obscure or to a band that maybe you forgot or maybe you didn't even know about. But there was a big one back in August, and he was a drummer. I got to play that one. Some Rolling Stones. Charlie Watts, age 80. We lost him on August 24th. We'll be right back.
You're listening to WRCT, Pittsburgh. Are listening to WRCT Pittsburgh 88.3 FM, WRCT.org on the web. My name is Steve, your host for the Deep Blues Hour. 60 minutes of classic and traditional blues coming your way. And in this hour, we're going to hear from Pine Top Perkins, recorded at his 85th birthday back in 1999, plus the duo of Miles Pratcher and Bob Pratcher. A little something from 1977, and Johnny Otis and his original Johnny Otis Show. It's all coming up here on this hour of the Deep Blues Hour. We're going to start off with Junior Wells from a disc called Southside Blues Jam off of Delmark Records, recorded in 1970. This is Stop Breaking Down from Junior Wells on the Deep Blues Hour.
I just about to break a day. I thought I heard please stop bringing down. Lord, I don't believe you really love me. I think you like the way my music sounds. Ah, look at you. Let the way my music sounds.